You are tuned to KTOO Juno. I'm Quentin Chandler here with this news update. Juno's electric utility thinks a bird or squirrel caused a power outage late Sunday morning. Debbie Driscoll with Alaska Electric Light and Power says the outage lasted for almost an hour.
What we call our line 2 transmission line opened, which has caused an outage to several areas, including Douglas, West Juno, North Douglas, and parts of downtown.
Driscoll said the transmission line trips open when a problem is detected. It's a safety measure that cuts the flow of electricity to prevent more damage. She compared it to a circuit breaker flipping in a home. She says AEL and P crews checked the lines for a cause, but they didn't find anything. They turned the power back on, and it worked. She says past power outages have been caused by mechanical malfunctions and by animals or objects contacting a transmission line. A former tugboat that was converted into a private pleasure craft named the 18 Eagles ran aground on Bitskari Rocks, less than 10 miles west of Sitka this weekend. U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Second Class Meredith Manning said the boat's four passengers called for help at 11 a.m. Saturday.
Coast Guard Cutter John McCormick was in the area, as well as a Alaska State Trooper crew. And the McCormick small boat crew and the state trooper's crew were able to get on scene and help dewater the tug. And then the state trooper's vessel towed the tug back into Sitka.
Manning said she wasn't aware of any injuries and the Coast Guard will investigate how the boat was grounded. She says 9-mile-per-hour winds were reported at the scene. A leader in the Alaska State House says negotiators are making progress on a budget, but he couldn't say whether a budget might be passed before the current special session ends next week. Representative Paul Seaton commented Friday after House and Senate negotiators met to hash out differences in spending for several agencies. The U.S. Coast Guard will honor the lasting legacy of a man they say performed heroically near the turn of the 20th century. The Alaska-based Bailey Barco fast response cutter will be commissioned Wednesday in Juneau. On December 21, 1900, the schooner Jenny Hall ran aground during a severe winter storm near Virginia Beach, Virginia, according to a Coast Guard blog post. Station keeper Bailey T. Barco, who was stationed at the Dam Neck Life-Saving Station, took command at the scene and rescued the survivors from the frigid cold water. On Wednesday, the Coast Guard will commission the cutter Bailey Barco, a 154-foot vessel. It will be the second of six Sentinel-class cutters that will homeport in Alaska. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Sean Eggert says the ship will join the cutter John McCormick at Coast Guard Station Ketchikan. It will be the 17th District's second fast response cutter.